Welcome to Simply Honest Motherhood. We are so happy that you're here and that you're joining us. Yay. Happy fall.
Yay.
Happy November.
Happy November.
And Thanksgiving's coming up. And some other things. So I'll just quick start off in a little prayer because we just think, you know, Jesus is at the center. He's essential. This is his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. He told us to do it, so we're doing it. He's like, okay, you speak the words. We'll open our mouths, and out you come.
Right.
All right, Jesus, we love you. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. We welcome you here. We just ask that you would touch every woman, every mama, every daughter who's listening. Just help her know that she's loved and that she's seen and she's valued and cared for and that she is desirable. And she's beautiful and strong. And that she does have good things inside of her to give. She does have good ideas. And she is a good mom. So Lord, we bless you. Thank you. Just do this podcast. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all for putting up with our continued
learning
about learning our sounds. And
sound levels our
sound
and all
levels
that. I think we're getting better.
I think so. So it's still, we're still figuring it out. So thank you for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two
mamas in a minivan.
I know, right?
Target.
Here we are.
Target.
And like, that's a legit thing.
It is.
No, we're seriously sitting in Target's parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
why? Because
it's our recording studio.
We can't. Like, neither one of us have an office space.
And if we did it in any of our houses, you'd have screaming, shouting children in the background.
Yes, there's four kids at your house and four kids at my house. And so there's no quiet places there.
No.
We don't have another place to go.
It's our recording studio.
So here we sit. But it's fun.
Oh, it is.
It's fun.
It's good.
Because if you listen... It's quiet. And that's why we're here. Yeah. But yes, happy November.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, happy Movember. That's a thing for men, right?
No.
Where they don't shave.
No shave.
No shave November? That's a thing.
Mustache November?
I think it's something like that.
That one's weird.
I think that's
a
thing.
I'm not a fan.
So if your husband's doing that, my condolences. My deepest sympathies.
Oh, boy. It is a thing. It is a thing.
It's whatever it is. It's just whatever.
Yep.
But Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yep.
And side note, you should probably start Christmas shopping.
Right now.
Yeah, today.
Or, yeah, today.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, today, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spread it out.
Yes.
Spread it out.
Yeah, so it doesn't hit November with just a big thud.
Right.
So, and I mean, right now with the different things happening, don't wait to order stuff. If you're going to order.
Absolutely. If you're going to order, you better do it in the next couple of weeks.
Just because the stuff that's been happening the last year, this year, it's affected supply chain. So things are slower. Mm-hmm. There's backlogs, whatever. So if you have the money and you know what you want to buy, just do it now. Don't wait. And besides, I mean, you and I, we love shopping for Christmas throughout the year if we can.
Oh, absolutely.
Because then I feel like you can find really personalized stuff that way. And the pressure's totally off.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. And, you know, too, with Christmas, you can decorate this month if you want to.
Yeah, you do.
Like, I do. I absolutely do. My decorations are going
to
be...
You're like, I'm not just going to have this up a month.
No, I do a lot of work to decorate for Christmas, and I'm not going to have it up for 3.5 weeks and then be like, oh, all right, I'm going to take it down now. No.
No, ours definitely goes into January. We're like, oh, I know. February, we should probably do
it. Right? So, like, well, because I decorate for fall in September.
Yeah.
Like, the first week of September. So then I have all of September... all of October, and then, like, the first 2 weeks of November.
Mm-hmm.
And then by that point, I'm like, look, it's Christmas, folks. It's holly, jolly, merry, and bright time.
Happy Thanksgiving by the Christmas tree.
Oh yeah, last year I hosted Thanksgiving and had all of my
Christmas
decorations up, and I was like, "Oh, I did.
Oh yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
You just enjoy the view.
Just gonna have to get the heck over it. Guess I didn't ask for your permission to decorate my house
or for your opinion.
No, oh, there's
it's your house. It is your house.
There's
you
that
are free.
Funny reel on Instagram going around where it's like I looked in every drawer and in every file and in my text messages and in nowhere did I ask for your opinion. And I didn't. So all of y'all that want to say you're not allowed to decorate for Christmas until after Thanksgiving, you do your thing. Boo, I'm going to do my thing, which is decorate for Christmas like November 10th, okay? So
yeah, you do
leave
that.
Me alone.
Dude, I decorate like the day after
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, okay, and we're done. Which is hilarious because growing up, we would go to this family. We would kind of have Thanksgiving with mm-hmm. my grandparents, and we had this family friends that we do. And like, as soon as dinner was over, like pie was done, it was to the piano and let's sing Christmas
carols. Oh, see, well, because like
the
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah,
Santa is the last thing to come out.
Yeah, and they definitely have a lot of Christmas numbers.
So you know what?
I will. You know what? It is the holiday season, so let's enjoy.
So let me enjoy it.
Okay. Have a turkey with a Santa hat on it. I don't know.
I know, right? Oh, speaking of turkey, the big show is the meal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're hosting it,
oh,
it can be a terrifying thing to do.
Start planning now. Start planning now.
Get your turkey now.
Yeah.
Like as early as you know, I don't know what day you're listening to this, but like get your turkey as early as humanly possible.
Yeah.
They will go on sale if you're going to do a turkey, but you know what? Even if I don't host Thanksgiving, I still get a turkey.
Oh yeah. Cause I want to have turkey on mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
Well,
I do.
And I like,
or after
to just have the meat, and I do the whole process. I debone the bird. I make broth out of it. I do the whole kit and caboodle.
Sandwiches and like, it's a lot of meat. That's really, it's really, really awesome.
It's really good meat for, especially if you get it on sale.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it where you'd use chicken.
Yeah.
Burritos, enchiladas, mm-hmm. soup.
Yeah.
Anything that you would
yeah.
use chicken in. Sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So I always get a turkey.
And if you don't want to do the entire bird thing.
You don't have to.
No.
There are other options.
Like, I want to do this other
option.
Other option, you just buy the turkey breast, stick
mm-hmm.
it in the oven,
mm-hmm.
and pull it out. Ta-da!
Or in a crock pot, even.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where the meat just is, like, fall apart. Awesome.
Or, if you're more comfortable, mm-hmm. you could do a chicken.
Yeah. I did that, like, our first year. Mm-hmm. We got a rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
Yeah. So it's, because it can be intimidating.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Doing the full with the bird and the whole
potatoes
and
the stuffing and all the side dishes.
Yeah.
And,
for real.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do the full bird, the best way, I think stuffing in the bird is the best way,
mm-hmm.
quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
You could also do an onion in the cavity.
Mm-hmm.
Or you separate the skin from the meat
mm-hmm.
and you rub butter in there.
Yeah. And put some spices.
And put some like rosemary and sage in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really good.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard. I will say it. It's very intimidating, but it is not hard.
No. It is a little weird. It's a little weird. Feels a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of slimy and might remind you of biology class in high school. But you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. Mm-hmm. I braved it last year and
but,
I did it.
And if you don't want to, you don't have to.
No.
You don't.
No.
Nobody's making you do anything.
No.
And if you are hosting, it is nice to be able to kind of delegate to other people.
Yeah.
What, like, hey, how about you bring the green bean casserole, or how about you bring the rolls, or don't be afraid to do that. I know a lot of people do that anyways, but don't feel like you have to provide the whole thing.
No, usually what my family does, or like my family and in-laws, like we will be the dessert bringers. Mm-hmm. I'll bring the pie and whipped cream, and like they'll do the turkey and the other stuff, or you know, whatever.
Right.
So break it up. Break it up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you can't get, you know, the actual bird, and that you don't want to do the actual potatoes, you don't want to do that. Like, there's instant potatoes.
For real. There is all levels of cooking that can.
A Thanksgiving casserole.
Yes.
With, if you don't want to do turkey, you can get canned chicken or whatever and mix it in. You talk about making a bowl, like a Thanksgiving bowl.
So, like, there are all levels of cooking and all levels of budgets. That because there are some people that you're just not culinarily gifted.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Like, no judgment.
Yeah.
Zero judgment. What I was saying is you could literally do, whether you make this from scratch or not, you could literally do instant mashed potatoes or the pre-bought ones that you just microwave.
Yeah.
Potatoes in the bottom. Stuffing next, which, by the way, a box of stuffing is literally 97 cents at Walmart. It's not expensive.
No.
I will say the best way is to doctor it up with some onion, like cut up your onion and saute it in butter, lots of butter, and then mix it in, and then maybe add a little rubbed sage.
Yeah.
That's really way to jazz it up. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, it's still going to be delicious. So the potatoes on the bottom, then stuffing, then your meat, and then gravy on the top, like a bowl. Yum. Yes.
That could be a fun new thing to do.
Dude.
Well, and then you have a bowl, so you can put in as much gravy as you want. It's not going to over the flow size of your plate.
Swim in the gravy.
Dude, I do a lake.
I love gravy. Mashed potatoes and gravy is like, and then I get the gravy and it goes on everything.
Oh, yes.
Everything. Drown it. Drown it.
Yep.
And you know, mama, mother, if you have to do canned gravy or buy the packet,
do it.
Like, it's making gravy is not the easiest thing in the world. So do what you can do. Mm-hmm. There is no pressure. And you know what? If somebody wants to judge you, like your mother or your mother-in-law or your aunt or your grandma or your mother's sisters, aunts, cousins, nephew, whoever wants to judge you about what you're making for Thanksgiving, then they can just find themselves another place to go for Thanksgiving because it's your house.
Yep. And you are free to do your Thanksgiving in your house.
If you want to do your china,
we give you permission.
Then do it. If you want to do paper plates,
then do it.
Do it.
Way easier cleanup.
If you want to have the music and the candles and the wine and the tablecloths, I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I think it's fabulous. Yeah. If you don't, if you want to sit on the couch with your plate in your leggings, in your sweatshirt, watching football,
do it.
Do it.
Like, so, what are your family's traditions? They are good.
Yeah.
They're good.
Just do it. Just do it. And enjoy it. And don't be thinking about your weight.
Just eat.
Just eat your food.
One meal. And yeah, you'll have leftovers, which is awesome. But enjoy. Because food is joyful. Food can be joyful.
It can be joyful. So, that was our little Thanksgiving spiel. We just had to talk about Thanksgiving for a minute because it can be really intimidating when it's your job to host.
Yeah. Well, and two, like if you have little kids, figuring out how to do that graciously and gracefully is a challenge, a really big challenge. And so, you know, maybe for a few years you don't have the nice china out. You don't, you know, you do paper plates or you do, you know, the little plastic plates and the plastic silverware and you have a disposable tablecloth because messes. But that's okay, you know, have a special candle, have something, you know, like season it, you know, some little decorations,
So many people across the country, the last couple of Thanksgivings last year and maybe this year look a little bit different than they've looked.
Yeah.
And you may not be able to do what you've normally done.
Yeah.
And so you find yourself having to prepare a meal for yourself and your family.
Yeah.
And I encourage you, even if it is just you and your immediate household, make it special.
Oh, yeah.
Do something.
There's ways.
Do something special. But you can do it.
You can do it.
It's not. I've made the whole meal many times. It's not as hard.
Yeah. It's just mentally, seems. Like, looking at it, you're like, oh, a mountain to climb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it.
You can do it. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see what else. Oh yeah, I had, okay, so I love babies.
Same. Yep.
That's so cute. So cute. And squishy and wonderful. And, no, just on my heart, if you are pregnant right now, or you just found out, or you want to have babies, or you want to have more, you know, whatever place you're at, I just want to tell you right now, like, I'm giving you the biggest hug, and you're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Especially if you're thinking, you know, especially with everything that went down last year and is still happening, it, you know, it can be a very scary thought to think of having a baby. Like, well, how's that going to work? You know, I don't want to bring them up in a world that's all crazy and scary and everything, but I believe that, you know, babies can be the answer. They can bring solutions, God's solutions, for stuff happening down here. They're a gift. And so here's the other thing. We can never afford babies. We can't. We can't afford children. Like, you can't. If you're waiting, when we were starting out in our family journey, my husband and I, we wanted to be debt-free before we started having kids. Because we were like, oh my gosh, like all the expense. How are we going to do that? And I was like, if we wait that long.
We're going to be.
Yeah. TikTok. Which, you know, with Jesus, he can do anything. We fully believe that. But I was like, I don't want to wait that long. I don't. And we had some really good family friends say, you can't afford them anyway. They're God's kids. He is the one responsible for providing for them.
Yep.
So, you want to have more kids? Have them. It doesn't matter where you're living, what budget you have or don't have. If you have the desire in your heart to have children, that's a holy thing. And God loves it.
Yep.
And children are a blessing and a gift and a reward. And he does provide for them. Guess what? You're still his kid too. He's still providing for you. He's never going to stop. He loves you.
Right.
He's a good, good, good daddy. So, fear you leave in Jesus' name. There's no reason to be afraid. He has perfect provision for your pregnancy, perfect provision for your birth, location. He has already provided for everything that you need to do this and to do it well, and for everything your child needs and will need.
Well, Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow will take care of itself. The Father knows what you need, what you need to eat and drink and wear, and he'll provide them for you. He knows those things.
Yeah.
That's not a shock.
No, not. Get, you oh know my gosh, I mean? You got pregnant. What? Whoa.
Shoot, what are we going to do? He doesn't look at Jesus and be like, Jesus, what are we going to do?
She got pregnant.
No, like that's not a thing. And
no.
You know, and then he can give you supernatural strategy.
Yes.
For making things work. I feel like we've been so spoiled as a culture. And so many people don't know what it's like to live on a budget. So many people don't know what it's like to moderate their lives and live in moderation and have self-control. In a lot of areas.
Yeah.
And it's all right.
Yeah.
To have a budget and to be in the place of being a little tighter or to have groceries look a certain way. And that's just for anybody who's under a budget right now.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
be at peace. It's okay.
It's going to be okay.
It's really okay.
He has perfect provision for you. It might look different. It might look a lot different. But you're not going to starve. You're not going to go hungry. You're not going to, you know, run out of shelter, food, clothing, any of that. He loves you.
No.
He provides
and he's always
that.
Got a way.
Yeah.
All you have to do is ask him. Mm-hmm. What do we do? Where are you? And he's going to direct you to certain places.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I love that. Babies are always a good thing.
Yeah.
Babies are always a good thing.
Yeah.
And, this just kind of came to my heart. If you know somebody that's having a baby, had a baby, mm-hmm. etc.,
mm-hmm.
be as encouraging
yeah.
as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
with them
yeah.
Because they need it
mm-hmm.
and they need somebody to lift them up
mm-hmm.
not critique them
no
not give them a bunch of criticisms
no
laced as a compliment
no
or like a oh well I love you so I'm gonna shut up you know
no.
what I mean like
no,
I'm sorry to be firm but like sometimes we just need to only exhort people and not give them our opinion, which, believe me, like, has not been my strong suit always.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
mm-hmm.
it's true. And especially in this day and in this time and in this hour,
mm-hmm.
people just need encouragement. They need
yeah.
to know that they can do it.
Yeah. And you can.
Yes.
You can. You were built for this. You were made to do this.
Right.
You're going to be
yeah.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be okay. You're going to have a good pregnancy. You are going to have a good labor and a good delivery.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you've just recently had a baby,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be good.
It's going to be okay. Yeah, there's postpartum and hormone swirl and all of those things. Learning how to feed your baby, whether it's bottle feeding or breastfeeding or a mix or whatever. Take it one day at a time, one step at a time. And if you feel like your brain's just exploding, it's going to be okay. You're sleep deprived. You have hormones running everywhere. And you've never had this many children before, whether it's your first or your 10th. You haven't.
Right.
So you're learning a new thing.
Right.
It's okay.
And your body's all right.
Yep. Your body will heal.
And that doesn't make you fat.
No.
And
no.
you don't need to bounce back.
No.
And be in the same size pants.
No, your value's not based on that.
No. You don't have to be the exact way that you were before because you're not.
No. Well, and the status of good mom does not depend on that.
No. And I think whether it's your first child or, like you said, your 10th, I think you need the reminder sometimes to just soak in every second.
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially if you've had multiple children, you know that, like,
mm-hmm.
it goes by
so fast.
In such a blink.
And here's the other thing. If you are going out of your mind and you're like, I cannot soak in another blessed minute. I need a freaking break. I don't like my baby right now. It's okay. This too shall pass. Okay? Like, we've been there.
Ask for help.
Ask for help.
Yeah. Ask for advice. Ask for
mm-hmm.
help. Ask for somebody to come if you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can feel a lot of pressure to... Oh, I should be enjoying this moment, but I'm really hating it. It's okay.
But here's the thing, too. Don't settle for the lies and the deception of the devil trying to steal from you either.
Yes.
Because that's the plot and the plan
that
he tries to have
is
coming against people
when
they've had babies. And that's not his...
Such a vulnerable...
And it's don't...
Mm-hmm.
The only way we can protect
mm-hmm.
ourselves, the only way we can guard our hearts,
mm-hmm.
the only way we can do those things is if
mm-hmm.
we're constantly in the scripture, talking
mm-hmm.
to the Lord,
yeah.
listening to the Lord, guarding our hearts.
Yeah.
And going to him for everything.
Yeah.
Realizing what thoughts are yours and what thoughts are not yours.
Yeah.
Taking
yep.
thoughts
yep.
captive and casting them down to the obedience
mm-hmm.
of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally put your hand on your forehead and just plead the blood of Jesus over your brain.
Yeah.
And over your mind and over your thoughts
mm-hmm.
and over your emotions and over your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's his grace and his blood
mm-hmm.
that does the work.
Right. And it's the authority that's been given to you.
Yeah.
You know, just like a wedding by the authority vested in me by the state of California. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Yeah. Like by the authority given to you by the Lord Jesus
Christ, who died on the cross for this.
You know, this, you have the authority to stop.
You have the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah. And his blessings. And if you don't know very much about that, I highly encourage you to read your Bible more, specifically looking for the promises of God and the blessings of God. There are some great ministries out there that are going to speak truth to you about what God has done for you, about what he's provided for you, and about who you are in Jesus. Look up stuff from Bethel. Look up stuff from Joseph Prince. Look up stuff from Andrew Womack. Look up stuff from Todd White. Look up stuff from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Look up stuff from
Dan Muller is another one.
Look up stuff from
is it Chris Valatone?
Chris Valatone and Danny Silk. They're probably under Bethel's umbrella. What else am I trying to say? Priscilla, what's her? I can never pronounce it.
Shearer, I think. Priscilla Shearer.
Okay.
I think.
Yes.
Anyway, she's awesome.
She's awesome. She's wonderful. Yeah. Beth Moore, not Beth Moore.
No.
Sorry.
Nope.
That was the one I was not wanting to say. Don't look up things from Beth Moore. God bless her. Look up things from, who's the one that I'm trying to think of? I can see her little face. Joyce Meyer.
There we go.
I'm like, I can see her face. What's her name? Yeah. And just find Nicole Crank is another good one. She's not as well known, but she's been through some really incredible things and has an amazing testimony of what the Lord showed her, who she really is through it. So find people to listen to that encourage you with who you really, really, truly are. And encourage you with the promises of God.
And then declare them over yourself.
And this is for every mom.
Oh, yes. Yes. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. Every person on the face of this planet. I mean, you get Jesus in your heart, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Every single blessing in the Bible is yours. Yeah, so there's this truck. It was like parked a couple spaces from us, and it's really kind of weird. And I think they're driving away now.
It's a big old diesel. It's a big old diesel. If you can hear it.
It had like three teenagers in it eating like ice cream. It pulled up like 10, 15 minutes ago. We've been like giving each other looks while trying to like maintain composure. Hashtag parking lot at Target. Whoa. Oh my God.
This is this is very live, unscripted, and just for real. This is what it is.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
Yes. Okay. They have left the building. Okay.
It was a little weird, you guys. For real.
Yes, it was.
It was a little weird.
We were like, what do we need to do?
So, you need to build yourself up.
Yes.
Constantly.
Yeah. Write it down so you can see it in front of your face. Speak it.
Yeah.
And just, take care of yourself as best as you can. Like, in those early days, I don't know. Sleep, eat, all that, and however that looks on a day-to-day basis, it's gonna be okay.
Yep.
And it is enough, and you'll get the rhythm, you'll figure it out, and it's gonna be great.
It will. And I remember posting when I had my daughter and I was holding her, and I was like, the laundry can wait because I'm holding the baby, and a friend of mine commented, she's like, yep, and the laundry will wait. It will be there tomorrow.
It's like, oh, you bet. I am here.
It will still be there. But that's all right. It's okay.
Laundry, dishes, crumbs on the floor, toys. Like, as long as you've got food and clean clothes, to whatever extent.
I know.
It
is what it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to let our standards. And I'm not saying this in a negative way.
No.
Sometimes we have to let our standards go. And again, I'm not saying let yourself go, let your house go, let it just go to junk in a handbasket. Like that's not what I'm saying.
Shifting your entire life to then always live like this. This is just this time.
Yeah.
That just let it go. Expect things to feel chaotic. They're going to be.
It's going to feel different.
It's going to feel very different.
And you're not maybe going to have the energy.
No.
And that's all right.
No.
Nor should you feel the pressure.
Yeah.
No.
Don't overdo it because it'll make the healing process longer.
No. But yeah, if you want to have more kids, don't let anybody stop you from it.
No.
Don't let other people's criticism.
No.
Don't let other people's opinions.
However far apart they are or however close they are is beautiful.
Right.
And it's wonderful and it's perfect for you and for your family.
It's another thing about like society today, feeling like we have the right to comment on other people's existences and like judge and criticize everyone else's choices. Like it's hurting you. You know, and hey, we've all done it. I mean, Christy and I were just reminiscing of times that we absolutely were that judgmental.
And then it happened to us. And we're like, oh no, Lord, I repent. I'm so sorry.
Yes, I was dumb, Lord, and I was judgmental and I was heartless and I was
forgive me.
Not walking in love. Please forgive me. Nobody has, you know what I mean? Do it. You feel in your heart. Mm-hmm. Do what you feel God's leading you to do.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk through your life with a regret. Mm-mm. If you're done, then be done.
Yeah.
Like, then be done. And don't let anybody make you feel bad about that either.
Yeah. Because it's not their family.
No.
It's yours.
It's yours. But just.
But just really speaking to, like, you want to have. It's okay to look at it with trepidation because. Whoa, we've never had that many before. What's it going to be like?
Right.
First, 8th, 10th, whatever. But don't let that fear keep you from it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and also because sometimes I had a friend that her second daughter had colic so bad. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, she did have another child after that because she knew she wasn't going to have that same child over again.
Like, that's the other thing. That's, like, that's a fear.
You're not going to birth the same person twice.
It's not going to be the same one.
Right.
It's not. I mean, especially I found, like, when I get closer to birthing the baby, you know, it's easy to be overwhelmed because you're tired and you're huge and you're just done. You're like, oh no, is this baby going to be like this other one? I couldn't handle that. Well, this baby won't be.
Right.
Like, God knows what's going to fit really well.
Right.
In your family. Yeah.
And he also has the strategy on how to handle it.
He totally does.
And that's what we should always, I mean, I say this, but I still have to do it. Like, I still have to practice. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Like, that's what we
yeah.
should do constantly is how do I handle this situation?
Yeah. How do I handle this? What do you want to do? Okay,
what do I do?
Figure it out.
What do I do here? Mm-hmm. What's bothering? I know your little one was up a while ago, and you guys had to really do some, like, in the middle of the night, and it was really bad.
Oh.
And you guys had to really do some praying of, like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Because you knew that there was an answer.
Yeah.
And you knew who to get the answer from.
Yeah. He knows. He knows. I mean, he made these kids. They're his. Like, he knows everything about them.
Yep.
And he knows what they need. And he'll tell us.
Yep.
If we ask.
Yep.
Yeah. So, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's good. Have as many babies as you like.
I know. And I apologize. I was a little bit random with everything I was saying.
Oh,
but
no.
I feel like.
I think it was really good. I think it was really good.
I'm kind of in a random.
Yeah,
kind of mood.
We had that random truck.
The random truck
next to us.
And earlier there was another random car, and it was just all a little weird. So if this was a little random, or this was your first time listening to us, I'm not always this random. We're not always this all over the place.
But it's super fun. We hope you get a chuckle or a laugh.
Or a nugget of something that blesses you.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's going to be good. You're going to be okay. It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for our December broadcast.
Yes, our podcast. Yes. It's going to be a super good one. Mm-hmm. It's going to have a lot of tips. Christmas tips and tricks Christmas. And ideas for making Christmas magic on little to no
budget.
I mean, like all the aspects of Christmas, and yeah, mm-hmm. just you. And the other thing is, like, we want to say, like, you, mom, are important.
Yeah,
you are so important.
Yeah,
yes, we spend our days and our nights serving.
Pouring
out. Constantly. Pouring out. But you are important. You are worth that new shirt. You are worth that new mm-hmm. bra, that new set of clothing, those shoes, whatever. You are worth that hot cup of coffee, you mm-hmm. know, when the kids are in bed, or that bath yes. that you want to take with that new bath bomb you got. Don't feel guilty about that. You need to take care of yourself. You are worthy.
Yeah.
You are worthy. You are still that same beautiful, strong, lovely, wonderful woman you were before you had children. Mm-hmm. You're still her.
Yep.
Okay, so
take some time to curl your hair or to do it however you want and put on some makeup and just, mm-hmm. that's all right.
Yeah.
We have to take the time.
To love on ourselves.
To take care of ourselves and to love ourselves and paint our nails.
Yeah.
Or light a candle.
Yeah.
That makes us
super happy.
Feel happy. And mm-hmm. just little things.
Fuzzy socks.
Just little things.
Yeah.
Sit and read. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get the baby asleep.
Go to sleep if you can't stay awake.
Well, I know, right?
Or read. Or
we have a tendency to be like, I'm supposed to get a lot of stuff done now. Oh, and, no. you know, is that probably true?
Well, there will always be things to do. Always.
But.
Always.
Rest. Take a few minutes. Grab your book that you've been wanting to read and read a book. Read it. Sit and read it. Mm-hmm. Or
we give you permission. We give you permission. Do it. We just want you to do it.
Just do it.
You need to do it.
Put on a show that you want to watch. Or like you said, watch a movie. Like my husband does not want to watch a musical. Okay? He just doesn't want to watch it. It's not his thing. Bless his heart. And that's okay. Like, you know what I mean? He would rather watch Jason Statham kill something. You know what I mean? So, and that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, that's the times mm-hmm. for me when I could watch something mm-hmm. that I want to enjoy. Mm-hmm. Like, that he would not particularly desire to sit and watch with me. Or just... You know, mm-hmm. you want to watch Mamma Mia or Pitch Perfect
or whatever.
Moulin Rouge or something like that.
Like
put it on.
Your likes and dislikes are just as important as your kids. Mm-hmm. And just as important as your husband's or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're still just as important.
Yeah. If you like to crochet, sew, DIY, play the piano.
Whatever.
Sit down and do it.
Do it.
So sit down and do.
I mean, your time is going to look different. Mm-hmm. So you may need to approach it differently, but you mm-hmm. can still do those things.
My mom would fall asleep at night listening to my grandma play the piano.
Aww.
Because she was a single mom. Mm-hmm. And that's when she had time to play the piano.
Yeah.
Was at night.
Yep.
And I think there were times my mom was like, would you shut up so I can go to sleep?
Mom was like, I'm getting my break.
Stop, Mom. I want to go to bed. But
what brings life to you?
But that was the time when my grandma had to do that.
And there are things that let your soul breathe. Mm-hmm. And I think you probably know what those things are.
Yeah.
So do them.
Yes.
Find ways to do them.
Paint if you want to paint.
Yeah.
And you can paint with your kids. And that's kind of a fun way to incorporate mm-hmm. them. Draw. Write. Mm-hmm. Take pictures. Go on a nature walk.
Garden.
Grow something. And so much of that you can incorporate your kids into.
Yeah.
If you need to. But you know what?
If you want to. And if you don't, then don't.
Exactly.
Then
if
don't.
If you don't want to incorporate your boundary. Kids, then don't. Boundaries.
Boundaries are beautiful.
Boundaries.
Boundaries are healthy. Boundaries will make happiness to everyone.
Danny Silk has a book about boundaries. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Bless the Lord. Yes.
Oh.
Ashley is waving her hand up and down. Yeah.
I mean, Danny Silk has a way of, like, just getting right in the middle of who you are. Mm-hmm. But
doing it kindly.
But doing it in a good way.
Yeah.
But, boundaries.
Yes.
If you need that time for you, that's all right.
Carve it out.
If you need to say, mommy's gonna garden by myself.
And this is mommy's thing.
Yeah. Then that's fine.
Yeah. The guilt, shame, condemnation can take a flying leap.
Mm-hmm. Because we forget.
We do.
A lot of times we put ourselves at the bottom. We don't even buy underwear for ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
Or socks.
Mm-hmm.
Or normal things.
Yeah.
And that's every mom has been to that place where they're like, I haven't got my hair cut.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten,
mm-hmm.
you know, wait to get your hair cut until dad's home with the kids or until you can find a friend.
Yeah. And don't then try to go
get your hair cut with your kids.
No. Well, my mom did that a little bit growing up. Like when we were old enough, we'd all like pile in the van and then we'd bring books and like sit in the van. It took so long because she'd always get a perm, but it was just what we did, you know, because my dad was gone at work and that's when she could get her hair done. And so, you know, you just deal.
Bless you guys. You were all so well behaved though. You guys were like, when my family found out that a family with 7 children was moving in next door, I think we were all like, oh my word. But then you guys moved in and I was like, they're quieter than we are. They are the most, like, polite, quiet people in the whole entire world. But so you guys were super well behaved. But like, if you have little kids especially,
that's not gonna work.
It's not. Find a friend, find your mom, wait till your husband's home.
Yeah.
Somebody can watch. Then go do that yourself.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing. If there are things that you need and they cost money, it is okay.
Yeah.
It is okay. Okay? It's okay. You are worth the money spent for those things. If you cannot get them right now and it's like a large amount, like, I want to get my hair done and colored. Well, that's a chunk of money. So I call it drip funding it, but set aside a little amount each month or each paycheck or whatever until it gets to that amount and then you can. And then here's another thing about being pregnant and whatever. Okay, clothes.
You know, you're going in between 5 and 6 sizes and then you're the size of a house and then
you have the baby still swollen, and then you're like,
and you're like,
I have nothing to wear. I mean, it's really nice after baby is born to be able to get some new things or get your hair done or something to make you feel human and a little regular and a little more normal, pretty, something. Right. So here's the thing. Here's an idea. Set aside a little money after you find out you're pregnant to save up for a little shopping spree or something for yourself after baby's born. Because
I didn't have, when I had my first, I didn't have jeans.
Yeah.
The maternity pants weren't working.
Yeah.
But my regular jeans don't work either. Fit yet.
So so 4 kids, it's happened every time. So I've joked with my husband, like, oh, okay, well, next time I'm pregnant, we need to just start a Christy drip fund, need to go buy things afterwards. How about a bra? Like,
A bra.
Bras.
Let me tell you about a bra. Again, if you've never heard, I, for 3.5 years, was a certified
professional. Yes, so Ashley knows. She is a professional.
I was a certified professional bra fitter.
She can look at you and be like,
yes, it's a thing. And I personally fit, I did the math one time, over 3,000 women.
Whoa.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. Get a bra that works and that fits you.
And it's comfortable.
And it's comfortable.
And cute if you can.
If you can. There are all kinds of budgets.
Yes.
That can, you know, you can.
All kinds of
honestly, I will say this to you. Mm-hmm. Can I just be truthful?
Yes.
Just, we're going to go to Truth Town.
Hey, it's Simply Honest.
It's Simply Honest.
Simply Honest. Honest. Brace yourself.
So, Victoria's Secret is not for everybody.
No.
It's not for most people, actually, especially ones who have had and nursed a baby.
Mm.
That's not the rule. There are some exceptions to the rule. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, they are marketed and manufactured for younger women mm-hmm. who are smaller chested. Even their mm-hmm. D cups mm-hmm. are not really true D cups. Mm. Okay. So like it's a more petite D cup
okay.
than a full D cup.
Okay.
So I maybe wouldn't, if you know the Victoria's Secret, I can only, mm-hmm. I'm not a large chested person. Mm-hmm. I can wear one bra in the entire store.
Wow.
That fits. Mm-hmm. Just because of things that shift and happen.
Yeah.
When you've had a baby.
And they do.
Yeah. Sorry.
They do shift and happen. Sorry. You can have like sagging, one's bigger, one's, I mean, just they kind of get a little mind of their own sometimes. Yes. So be kind. They just need kindness.
Yes.
They just
and kind. Be kind to you.
Yes.
Be yes. kind to you.
Yeah.
Go find a good bra. There are actually still places to this day mm-hmm. that have people there who will help, like that actually yeah. know what they're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. And can really find you a good bra.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to try on 100. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Same thing with pants.
If a garment doesn't fit you, it's not your fault.
No.
It's the garment.
It's the garment's fault. It's just the garment. The garment doesn't fit. It just doesn't fit. And the number. Oh, that's the other thing. So hard. You know, post-pregnancy, you're like, I need some jeans. Well, I wore size 8s. Well, they're not fitting.
Right.
Jump to a size 12. Well, now they fit. Oh, no, it's a size 12. But I feel so good. And they look really good on you. As best as you can, just block out the number.
Yeah.
It's
who's looking at your tag?
No one's going to be like, okay, step over here. Let me see what size pants you're
wearing. Christy, turn around. I want to see your tag. What size pants are you wearing today? Like, nobody's looking at your tag.
No, it's ridiculous. No. Does it fit you? Does it right. feel good? Does it flatter you? Do you feel good in it? If you feel good in your clothes, it's going to show.
Same with a bra size, too.
Yes. Well, all of your clothes. Your underwear, yes. your bra, your cami, your mm-hmm. whatever you're wearing. Mm-hmm. If you feel good in them, you're going to carry yourself differently. It's yeah. going to show.
Yeah.
And if you're kind of dying because of whatever bra or mm-hmm. whatever, then that's going to come out too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're worth it. You're worth yeah. the good stuff.
Yeah.
And at whatever budget level you can afford.
And you're worth really taking care of your, like yes. really taking care of making sure your bra fits you really good. You're mm-hmm. worth having a good bra
yeah.
and one that fits you, or having good jeans that fit you.
Yes.
You're worth having good clothes that mm-hmm. fit you, that are comfortable, mm-hmm. that you can do your life in. You're worth having good supportive shoes mm-hmm. and things that, you know, you are worth those things.
Yeah.
You are worth that.
Yeah.
I have to buy a certain face cream mm-hmm. because it's very dry.
Yeah.
Very, very dry where I live. Mm-hmm. And I have to buy it. Now, I can make it last for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. But it's a little pricier than I'd like it to be. Mm-hmm. But I got to have it because I've tried, I don't know, everything else. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work the same.
Yeah.
And it's because I need to stay hot. My face, it hurts if it's not.
Yeah.
You know, and so I have to buy it. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
Yep.
Because the kids get to play their sports, and the kids get to have their clothes, and the kids get to go to their lessons, and the kids get to have their instruments, and the kids get to do this, and the kids get to do that. Well, bless God.
Mom gets to
have a face lotion, for crying out loud. You know, like.
Yeah, and I just want to say, with all love, if your kids are doing all the things in your wardrobe is shabby and you don't have anything for you, then that's not balanced, my love, and it needs to change.
Right.
You need to make some changes. And so, you know, talk to Jesus. He has the right solution for that. Mm-hmm. And it will bring peace and joy to everybody. And yeah, it'll be, you know, it can be hard to change. And yeah, your kids, you know, our kids like to do activities and they thrive, and it's a really wonderful, wonderful thing. But, you know, they don't need to do all the things when they're little. They don't.
Tread with wisdom, following the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because you can actually burn them out.
Yeah.
So just walk with wisdom, like we were saying earlier. Mm-hmm. Walk with the Holy Spirit in everything that you do. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's His child.
Yeah.
And He knows them, and He knows what He wants them to do in life later.
Yeah.
We could talk about that. That's a whole other subject for, like,
yeah,
a whole other time.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I was growing up, my mom would kind of have nights every once in a while where she just like took a bath, mm-hmm, and soaked her feet and was in her bathroom, mm-hmm, just kind of whatever, mm-hmm, pampering herself, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, just whatever.
Yeah.
And we were just off doing whatever, mm-hmm, watching a movie or sitting with dad or
yeah
playing with something or whatever, mm-hmm, because she needed to have that time. Mm-hmm. To just go.
Yep.
Go do your little miniature bathroom spa, mm-hmm, if you need to. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of us can't get to the spa.
Yeah. So make your own.
So you make just do your own little spa at home or just whatever. Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing. Like, play dates can be awesome for giving you a break, giving, mm-hmm, you adult conversation.
Yes.
And then if you need to get a date with, yes, your husband, but you don't have money for a sitter, find another family, mm-hmm, that you can swap,
yeah,
kids with. Like, hey, we'll watch your kids for 2 hours on the Saturday morning or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you switch, mm-hmm, you know, the next week or every, yep, other week or whatever. And so, yeah, there's ways to slice this.
Because that's also very important.
It is.
Is we have to feel like we have some time with our spouse to just be like,
well, the marriage is the bedrock of the family.
Hi. I like you.
I like you. That's right. We dated and we were attracted to each other.
We made these babies. Oh. Like, we, you know, I mean, like, we.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is.
I know.
Nice to meet you. I'm back from, you know, world pregnancy.
Oh. And, oh, so whatever. It's just like, because it can be expensive trying to find somebody just to watch your kid for. And so we just, yeah, find somebody. Mm-hmm. Hey, we'll take your kids this night. You take our kids this night. Yes.
Yeah.
Because you need it. You, yeah, have to set aside time, mm-hmm, for you and your spouse. Mm-hmm. You absolutely have to. Mm-hmm.
It's super easy to fall into the trap of putting all your focus on the kids and neglecting your marriage. This is a whole nother topic that I'm sure we will touch on in another podcast, but just touching on lightly. Mama, you and your husband, for those who are married, your marriage is the bedrock of the family.
Yeah.
You and your husband, your relationship, your marriage is more important than your kids' activities or anything that your kids are doing. And if there's stuff like that that's getting in the way, then you might need to cut down a little bit and make sure you and your husband are pouring into each other. Because so many times you get through having kids and you're like, wait, who are you?
Right.
You know, you turn into roommates instead of, you know, soulmates.
Well, and it's the glorification of busyness.
Yes.
Is something that we have in this culture. Mm-hmm.
Insanely.
I've been so busy the last 2 weeks. I'm just like, Lord, let it stop, please. Because there's just so much.
Please be still.
But, no. It's about making the time. Mm-hmm. And once again, it all goes back to follow the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
What does he say to eliminate? What does, mm-hmm, he say is important to do?
Yeah.
What does he say about a way to take care of you?
Yeah.
What does he say about a way to spend time with your spouse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'll show you what to do with all of it.
Yeah.
So.
It'll be good.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, before we end, I just feel like God wanted to put a, what is it? We're not a church, so it's not altar call, but. Come
I see that hand.
I see that hand. God bless you. No, he just, yeah. I'm just, okay, Jesus. You need Jesus in your life.
Yep.
You just do. He died so that we could be redeemed. And never alone. And so that we could go to heaven, but also so that we could live victoriously right now, so we could be free, we can be healed, we can be restored, and so that he can be with you in everything you do. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have Jesus in your heart, we would just so love for you to ask him in. And you know what? You'll do it when you're ready. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself. But if you are ready, here's just a little prayer. Do you want to do it or do you want me to?
Maybe you, I'll repeat after you. How about that?
Oh, okay. All right. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you so much for loving me.
Thank you so much for loving me.
Thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for taking all my sins.
Thank you for taking all my sins.
All my yuck.
All of my yuck.
And pinning it to the cross.
And pinning it to the cross.
And washing it away with your blood.
And washing it away with your blood.
And healing my body through your broken body.
And healing my body through your broken body.
Please forgive me of my sin.
Please forgive me of my sin.
And come into my life.
And come into my life.
And be the Lord of my life.
And be the Lord of my life.
I don't want to be in charge anymore.
I don't want to be in charge anymore.
I trust you.
I trust you.
Because you love me.
Because you love me.
Thank you so much, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yay!
Yay! And you know, if you didn't pray that prayer, mm-hmm. and you're a little skeptical still, ask the Lord to prove himself to you.
Yeah.
He's a big boy. He can handle it.
Yes, he can. He can take it.
He can take a little challenge. Yeah.
Or a big, whatever challenge. Yeah. He can take it.
Yeah. So just ask him to prove himself to you or to show himself. If you're still debating, are you even real?
Yeah.
It's okay to go show me.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely okay.
Show me that you're real.
Yeah.
I need to see if you're out there. Mm-hmm. Because he is.
Oh, he is. And I wouldn't want to do motherhood without him.
No.
No.
Or anything.
Or anything. Yeah, anything for that matter. Like, nothing. Always with him. And the other thing is, like, okay, there's no, like, magic words for this either.
No.
It's your heart saying, Jesus, I need you. Please come in.
Period.
Period. Yeah. Period. There it is. There we are. So, anyway, welcome to the family.
Yes.
You prayed that prayer. We're so excited. We're so happy.
Yes. Find a church.
Yes.
Find a good church.
Get a
that
Bible.
Teaches the word of God, that teaches the grace of God, the goodness of God, mm-hmm. but the truth of his word. Find a good church.
Yeah.
A good church with a good body of believers is mm-hmm. a family that you can count on
will get you through anything.
Yes, absolutely.
And one that welcomes the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes, because a church that welcomes the Holy Spirit.
Because our God is a triune God.
Yes.
Three parts. Yes. Holy Spirit is part of him.
Yes.
So you need all of him.
Yes.
Absolutely. The Holy Spirit, ladies, is where the power is. That's where the power is. And we need the power mm-hmm. to live this life victoriously.
The Holy Spirit's the one that brought Jesus back from the grave.
Mm. So, get Jesus in your heart. You're a new creature. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation for you because you're in Christ Jesus. It's going to be good.
Amen.
It's going to do awesome. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Yay.
Well, we better go. So anyway, check us out on social media.
Yes. You can find me at MomSense on Instagram, MOM_CENTS.
Mm-hmm. You can also find us at Simply Honest Motherhood on Instagram. You can find me, Christy, on Instagram as well, at Mama, MOMMA.Grace247, because God is grace for us 24/7. And that's Authentic Motherhood as well. And then I'm also on YouTube under Authentic Motherhood, and then Facebook under Authentic Motherhood. So you are loved. You are blessed. You can do this. You are a good mom.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.